This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Trinidad City Council wants to change its plans for renovations at the Fox West Theater in the city's downtown. That's due to construction cost estimates coming in at twice the original amounts. Council voted 6-1 to send a letter requesting the change to the State Department of Local Affairs during this week's meeting. If approved, the new plan will allow the city to keep a $600,000 grant the agency awarded for the project 2 years ago. The new plan calls for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing system upgrades to stay inside the theater rather than being moved into a new external addition. That's expected to cut the cost of renovations to about $1.5 million, closer to the original budget. In the U.S. House, Colorado's four Republicans voted to pass a massive tax and spending bill that largely reflects their domestic policy agenda. It's also a big win for President Trump. The bill makes permanent the 2017 tax cuts for individuals. Republican Jeff Crank says he supported the bill for that reason and others.
That it adds $150 billion to national defense, which is sorely needed. That it helps provide for border security, more border patrol agents, those sorts of things.
Colorado Democrats stress the bill pays for these things in part with a $1 trillion cut to health care that could leave millions without health insurance. It's also projected to raise the deficit by more than $3 trillion. A judge has dismissed a petition for release filed by the Boulder attack suspect's family. The move out of a district court in Texas today means their deportation process will be allowed to continue. The suspect's wife and her attorney argued that she and her five children's detention violated their rights as asylum seekers, but the judge disagreed, saying they are being processed properly under federal law. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.